According to Adam Smith, members of a given profession are paid well to the extent that the following five factors obtain, and they are paid poorly to the extent that they don't. 1. The kind of work involved is disagreeable. People are not willing to do it unless paid to do it. Explanation: it is easy and enjoyable to be a teacher. That is why teachers are paid little. It is not easy or enjoyable to be a garbage man. That is why garbage men are paid well. 2. The kind of work involved is hard to learn how to do. It takes special talents and difficult or extensive training. Explanation: it is easy to learn how to be a clerk in a liquor store. That is why liquor store clerks are paid poorly. It is hard to learn how to be a neurosurgeon. That is why neurosurgeons are paid well. 3. The need for the kind of work in question is intermittent as opposed to constant. Explanation: there isn't a constant demand for the services of a medical doctor who works in some hyper-specialized field. So when the services of such a physician are retained, he has to charge heavily, since a small fee won't cover his expenses between now and the next time his services are retained. There is a constant demand for the services of a general practitioner. So when the services of such a physician are retained, he doesn't charge heavily, since a small fee will cover his expenses between now and the next time his services are retained. 4. It is necessary for there to be great faith in the integrity and competence of the members of the profession in question. Explanation: convenience store clerks don't have to be competent or have integrity. When we pay for the services of such a person, we are not paying for years spent acquiring competence and a good reputation. But when we retain the services of an insurance broker or attorney, we are paying for integrity and for competence, and we are therefore paying for years spent acquiring competence as well as a reputation for integrity. 5. The probability of success in the field in question is low. Explanation: anyone can be a successful janitor. Therefore, the market favors people seeking janitorial services and disfavors those providing them. By contrast, only a fraction of the people who try to become attorneys succeed. Therefore, the market favors people providing the services of an attorney and disfavors those seeking such services.